following is a broadcast of a Mass that was celebrated earlier and recorded at St. Hedwig's Parish.
Men of Galilee, why gaze in wonder at the heavens? This Jesus whom you saw ascending into heaven will return as you saw him go. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The intention of this Mass is for Connie Tiedemann and Teresa Yeriskevich. Brothers and sisters, it is an Ascension Sunday, and we now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess to Almighty God, to whom my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who believe that your only begotten
ascended this day to the heavens, may in spirit dwell already in heavenly realms, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Our first reading was our Mass of the Ascension. Is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about what Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, after his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come down upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. He was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven. Suddenly, two men in white robes stood by him, and they said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our response, God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is awesome, a great king over all the earth. The response, God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. God, a response, God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a song. God is King over all the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The response, God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Our second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches, his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power? For us who believe, according to the working of his great power, God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Go make disciples of all nations. I am with you always to the end of the age. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On this Ascension Sunday, the Liturgy of the Word brings us the accounts of Jesus being lifted up, body and soul, into heaven. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about the apostles watching Christ being raised to heaven. And suddenly a couple of angels appear and say, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you, or has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go to heaven." Commenting on this statement, St. Leo the Great, Pope and Doctor of the Church, wrote, "By these words, all the children of the Church were taught that they are to believe that Jesus will be seen coming again in that same body in which he ascended, and that likewise we cannot doubt that he to whom from his birth angels had ministered, to him all things are subject. So, Christ will be coming back to us to assume glory and honor and power over everything. Our second reading from the letter to the Ephesians speaks of the church as Christ's body. And perhaps it is at times difficult to think of the church as the actual body of our Lord. And yet, so it is, with all its different and diverse members. Now, we realize that when the body is in good health, things are working well in the body. There is a certain harmony. The physical and the spiritual, the mental, are all in tune. The hand works together with the foot, and the nose is in sync with the eye. A harmonious body will have its immune system working to protect the living organism and not to turn against it. One of the ways in which we can demonstrate our love for the church is to try to put on the mind of the church, also in the way we approach the sacraments. The letter to the Ephesians applies this analogy of a body also to husbands and wives in marriage. The sacred writer of the letter to the Ephesians states, "Even so, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no man ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, as Christ does the church." In the context of today's feast of the Ascension, we prepare for Pentecost. In the encyclical letter on the Holy Spirit of St. John Paul II, the Pope writes, "Christ, who has gone away in his visible humanity, comes, is present, and acts in the Church in such an intimate way as to make his own body, as to make it his own body. As such, the Church lives, works, and grows to the close of the age. All this happens through the power of the Holy Spirit." That's from the encyclical number 62. What is interesting to note is that there's always growth in the Church, probably not only in the number of new Christians being added to the flock, but also in the virtue and holiness of those who are baptized. St. John Paul II does not gloss over the crises of the present age, also in ecclesial life, noting, he writes, "The problems, disappointments, and hopes, desertions, and returns of these times of ours." That's also from the encyclical number 62. Finally, the Gospel recounts to us the moments of Christ's departure, of his ascension.